This concept we discussed already outside, but we didn't do it inside. Okay, on page Chav Zayin. By the way, next week there's no class, and in 2 weeks there's no class. Okay? Two Wednesday nights there's no class. Chav Zayin. Just tomorrow. And then not the following week, and 2 weeks, yeah. Okay. So far, just to recap, because most of this we discussed outside already, but we didn't do it inside. Now, Tereb is explaining why world doesn't cause any change in Hashem whatsoever. And he explained why doesn't it. Because world is nothing. What do you mean world is nothing? So if you learn to Parakof, everything in the universe, by the way, when we talk about world, we're talking about the universe, that they keep finding new things every few days, they keep finding light years and the new things. Everything in the universe was created with one word from Hashem's mouth. B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nas. If you compare one word, compared to the power of speech, to the power of thought, to the midas of the neshama, to the seichel of the neshama, to the essence of the neshama, one word is really zilch times nothing. I mean, a million times nothing. Then he says, when Hashem created the world, using the concept in Chumash of speech, it doesn't mean chas v'shalom Hashem has a mouth, and Hashem speaks, because not he has a mouth, and not he speaks. But Torah speaks in human terms. But what does speech mean? That just like a person's speech is basically revealing a thought which was concealed, meaning my thoughts you can't know, so I speak, it meaning I reveal something hidden to you. So when it says in Chumash, Hashem spoke, whether it's to the Nevi'im, or whether it's Matan Torah, or whether it was when Hashem created the world, meaning Hashem had a power to create light, it was hidden. Vayomer Elokim, Hashem revealed the power that he had to create light, and light became created. But he says, it's different than speech of man. And this is what we were learning last time. Speech of man, when I speak, the words leave me, and they're nothing to do with me anymore. Like we said in the famous expression, before you speak, you control your words. After you speak, your words control you. When a person speaks, the speech leaves him, it goes into a tape, and that's it. By Hashem, you can't say that something left Hashem, because there isn't a place that Hashem doesn't exist. I exist here. My words go there. So my words leave me. They go out of my mouth. They left my mouth. And they're going to somewhere which is not me. By Hashem, there is no concept of something leaving Hashem, because there is no place where Hashem doesn't exist. So therefore, this is even a bigger level of bittul, of nothingness of world. Because the power of Hashem that creates the world never even left Hashem. All it is what he's explaining, is Hashem has an infinite ability that we can't understand to cover himself with himself in a way that it doesn't look like him. And that's the concept of Tzimtzum. Hashem hides himself with himself in such a way that it doesn't look like Hashem. What does this mean? So like we learned last week, a man needs a yarmulke. He has to cover his head. If he puts his own hand on his head, it's not halacha covering. It's no good. Why isn't it good? Because you can't cover yourself with yourself. If somebody else puts their hand on my head, then halachically it's a good covering, because it's not me. If a kid goes like this and says, you can't see me, that's ridiculous, because this is also me. You can't cover yourself with yourself. The example that Alter Rebbe gives, and basically we're not even learning inside because we learned all this outside already, a snail, the shell of the snail, or the shell of a turtle, is not something outside of the snail, That itself is the snail. Tzimtzum, the concealment of godliness, is really godliness itself. There is nothing outside of Hashem to say something external, something outside of Hashem is blocking and covering Hashem. You can't say there's anything outside of Hashem. So this covering of Hashem, which conceals Hashem, is really Hashem. And that's like he says, that's the concept of what we say in Davening and in Chumash and all over the place, Hashem hu hu alakim. We say in Aleinu, Yadayta yimeshvesa levachi ki Hashem hu hu alakim. What does it mean, Hashem hu alakim? Hashem, which is the revelation, and Elohim, which is a concealment, is exactly the same thing. What does it mean? Hashem is only concealed as far as we're concerned. But as far as Hashem is concerned, there is no concealment. Because you can't cover yourself with yourself. For instance, in Chassidus there's an expression, medida atzmis, hagbala atzmis is not a medida, which means, in simple English, a self-imposed limitation is not a limitation. Something I do to myself that I have control over is not a limitation. Like you learned last time, the famous simple mashal. If I go home at night and I lock my door, I am not in jail. Why? Because I locked myself in and I can open the door and walk out. What is the definition of jail? A guy locked behind doors. Yeah, so every time you go into the bathroom, you're in jail, or every time you go home, you should be in jail. What's the answer? You're not in jail, because you locked it, you can unlock it. If you go into the bathroom and lock the door and the lock breaks, then you're tuck in jail, because you don't have the ability to get out. But a self-imposed limitation is not a limitation. If Hashem hides himself with himself, it's not really a limitation. It's not Hashem limiting himself. If I go into a room or behind a curtain to hide from you, I'm not hidden from myself. I'm only hidden from you. From myself, I'm not hidden. When Hashem does the concept of tzimtzum and Hashem hides himself with himself, he's not hidden. It's only when we look, we don't see him. Hashem's covering himself with himself, why don't we see him? The concept of tzimtzum means Hashem is so great that he can cover himself with himself and it doesn't look like him. Even though it's exactly him. How could that be? We can't understand it.
Last week, I think you said even in evil, Hashem is there. It's only covering a lot.
That's what he's going to say in Perichov Beis, yeah.
Right. So, if that is so in this September 11th thing, Hashem really is hidden in there, but we just see the evil of it. Is that so?
Let me ask you a very simple question. Did Hashem want it to happen?
Yeah.
Did Hashem make it happen? Was the power of the plane coming from Hashem? Was the existence of the building, everything coming from Hashem? Okay. Hashem wanted it to happen. Why? Ask him. Maybe we have to learn lessons. Maybe the world was never as united as it was before. Maybe you have to look at the good that comes out. Whatever. That's totally irrelevant. Is bad existing from Hashem? If Hashem would not put power into evil to make it exist, it would disappear. It wouldn't exist. No. But evil is a place where godliness is so concealed, he's so hidden, you look at it, you don't see God at all. If God is good, and the essence of good, in evil, you don't see God at all. But the truth is, that is God.
He just took upon himself to do the evil. The act that he did was evil because he chose to do evil.
Correct. The outcome
is
definitely from Hashem.
God,
whatever. We learned many times, if A kills B, Right? A is not punished that B died. Because if Hashem didn't want B to die, he wouldn't have died. A is punished because he did an act of murder. B was supposed to die because his time came to die. If not, Hashem wouldn't have made him die. A is not punished because B is dead. A is punished because he chose to do an act of murder. It has nothing to do with B. Why was B in the wrong place at the wrong time? Because his time came to go, so that's where God made him. But that's nothing to do with A. What happened is from Hashem. And therefore, what a Jew has to do is to see a lesson, to learn from the bad, because then at least you're showing why Hashem did it. What's the lesson to strengthen ourselves, to become better, is by looking at the bad and seeing if Hashem did it, what can I learn from it to make myself better? And that's the ultimate purpose of it. Sometimes Hashem does bad that we should learn from it. As it says, the famous expression, person has to learn from their mistakes. Sometimes Hashem makes us have mistakes that we should learn from it. Because if we wouldn't have mistakes, we would never learn. So the mistakes is really good. Mistakes are really good. That is, mistakes are really good because it's supposed to be a stepping stone to reach a higher level. Without it, it wouldn't have happened. Okay.